On Monday, Governor Andrew Cuomo said the state would comply with the new Centers for Disease Control rules. They say fully vaccinated people no longer have to wear masks outdoors or indoors or practice social distancing. Cuomo also eased many other rules on gatherings indoors and outdoors and lifted capacity restrictions for restaurants, stores, gyms, and offices as long as 6 feet of social distancing can be maintained.
We are at a point now where we are going to take a major step forward in reopening.
But leaders of the state assembly and Senate say they are not ready to give up the mask requirement just yet. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie and Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins say they're easing capacity limits in the assembly and Senate chambers, but masks will still be required during session and in all of the legislative offices and common workspaces. Members will still be allowed to attend session remotely if they choose to do so. Assemblyman Kevin Byrne, a Republican from Westchester, says as a fully vaccinated person, he plans to abide by the new CDC rules when possible and not wear a mask when it's not needed. Byrne, speaking before the assembly rules were in place, says he will be respectful of others and comply with whatever the rules are in the assembly.
Right now, I do my best to be spaced wherever possible just to make people, just to be considerate of everyone else. If I go on the floor, I'm pretty sure that Wayne Jackson, the Sergeant at Arms, will ask us to put a mask on. I respect the heck out of Wayne Jackson. I will put my mask on.
Senator Phil Boyle, also a Republican from Long Island, says it's not enough for the governor to say that New York will comply with the CDC changes. Boyle says restaurant and shop owners, as well as other employers, are still confused and need more specific guidance.
Governor made an announcement that we were going to go follow the CDC guidelines finally with no masks, but really didn't give specifics. He gave out many executive orders, getting into the minutia, but not this. My office, and I'm sure my colleagues are too, we're getting barraged from phone calls from businesses. What do? I have five employees and four are vaccinated, one's not, and they're working close together. The governor needs to issue serious, specific guidelines to tell New York business people what they need to do.
The governor's office did not immediately return a request for comment. While the lawmakers control the rules for the spaces that they occupy at the Capitol, it is the governor's administration that has the authority to open or close the Capitol building and surrounding state offices. Assemblyman Byrne says he thinks the Capitol needs to immediately become accessible to the public.
I would say personally, open up the Capitol. Open up the Capitol. It's the people's house.
In addition to the building's closure, one of the main roads leading to the Capitol and adjacent Empire State Plaza also remains barricaded and blocked to traffic. Other entrances to the Capitol are lined with chain-link fences. Those barriers were erected after the January 6th storming of the U.S. Capitol by supporters of former President Trump. At the time, law enforcement officials in Albany feared other government buildings might be targeted. Senate Minority Leader Robert Ort from the Buffalo region says it's time to take down those barriers and reopen the Capitol with safety protocols in place.
We're saying kids can go back to school. We're saying people can go to sporting events, but you can't come to your own state capitol. The optics of that to me are lazy, terrible, dangerous. You pick any adjective you want. But the Capitol should be reopened.
A spokesperson for the Office of General Services, which has the authority over the Capitol and other state buildings, says an announcement on a potential reopening is coming very soon. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.